Well, I think for your friends, this year should be a special schus for Malka Bas Yehudas and Esther Rus Bas Nami Sara. And the Sefer Kavod Kashiyasa from the Holy Kinskaruv, Yov Yoshua Weingarten Zetzal, Kushim Memches, he asks the Shtar Kasha, Kavod Kashiyasa, 103 very Shtar Kashas. So, Kushim Memches, he says that there's a machlokas between the Rif and Tosfos, the Gabe Kitos Eidim Nifrados L'chol Shnas Chazaka Mitocha Gimel Shanim. Let's say you have three groups of Eidim. Each one is made on 1 year of the Chazaka. So the din is that they can be mitzdarif. Why isn't it chatzi davar? For example, if the two Eidim are made on one hair in one part, one place, and the other Eidim are made in another hair in another place, they're not mitzdarif, because that's not mitzdarif for godless, because it's only a chatzi davar. When it comes to simanim, you need an Eidah Shlema. So why here isn't it a chatzi davar when each group only testifies about one of the 3 years of Chazaka? Tosfos answers that since the Eidim saw everything they can see, you can't see this year what's happening next year. So when you were watching, you watched everything you could watch at that moment. Hairs, you didn't. You could have seen both hairs, but they only saw one, so chatzi davar. But here they saw everything they could see at that time. Therefore, it's not considered a chatzi davar. That's Tosfos. The Rif there says that Eidus Shana Achas is not considered a chatzi davar, not because they saw everything they could see, but because there's an afkamina. That if they have Eidus that they ate 1 year, then the person who ate that year has to pay for payers. If they have 3 years, then you assume this, the field belongs to him. If he ate for 1 year, then he has to pay for the payers. So that's why the Eidus on 1 year is effective, and then if three groups are made on 3 years, it's mitzdarif. So we have a machlokas Rif and Tosfos. Rif holds that it's because the is an afkamina for the Eidus of 1 year, and Tosfos holds because they could see everything they could see. So it emerges from the sheet of the Rif that an Eidus that's not independently effective is considered an Eidus chatzi davar, even if they saw everything that they could see. It says in Maseches Sota that we require an Eidus that he was mekane his wife and said, don't seclude yourself with so and so. We also need an Eidus that she secluded herself, and this is going to answer her. Ulehedya, we see, says Nirvamas Lamed Aleph, that they can be two different groups. Why? So according to Tosfos, we understand every group saw what they could see. When there was kinui, they saw the kinui, and that was all they could see at that time. And then later on when there was stira, another group saw the stira. But according to the Rif, why isn't it chatzi davar? There's no toelis, there's no nafkamina, just seeing the kinui. You have to see the stira, that's what makes her drink from the waters. And answers her. So you have to see both, so why isn't it chatzi davar? So we have a kash on the Rif, that Eidus that's not effective for anything is considered a chatzi davar. So why then are Eidei Kinui effective independently of two other Eidim that are Eidei Stira, each one they're mitzdarif, the Eidei Kinui to the Eidei Stira? Why is that? Yes, kinui is nothing. So, Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum has a wonderful sefer that he put together of the three volumes, each one hundreds of big pages, where he went to various Gedolim, and he collected their answers to the Kabbalah Kashyas' questions. Some of them wrote B'Kitzur Nimratz, and some of them wrote B'Arichus Gedola, and some in the middle. So here he brings a number of Terutzim, as he does for every Kasha. We'll start with the Terutz of the Torah. Michal, Rabbi Michal Forschlager, was a Gana Gaonim who lived his later years in Baltimore. It came out with a Sefer about him not so long ago. Namisha Tzadik and a Gon Olam, and unfortunately one of those people who doesn't get the publicity that he should, the cover that he should. So in Siman Samach Beis, he brings the kasha of the Chalukos Yoav in the name of Reisi Makshim, and he writes as follows: V'nira Leimar, T'dafka B'gavni Kagon Eidei Gadlus Choshev Chatzi Dover. T'dafka in an instance of Eidei Gadlus, that's considered Chatzi Dover. Shekol Kas Ro Rak Sara Achas, each group saw only one hair. Kevin Shem Me'idin Ala Gadlus Sarach Shidu Dover Shalom. What are they being made on when they talk about the hairs? They're being made on Gadlus. So if you saw, one group says they saw one hair, and another group says they saw a different hair, there's no godless there, no godless with one hair. Shnei Chazaka, also, if not for the Nafkamina of Paris, it would be considered Chatzi Dover. Why? Because what are they testifying? They're testifying that it belongs to Pliny. So if one group says that he was sitting there for 1 year, that doesn't prove that it belongs to Pliny. If another group says he was sitting there for the second year, that also doesn't prove that it belongs to Pliny. And the third group says he was sitting there for the third year, that also doesn't prove it belongs to Pliny. So if not for the nafgamina that we came up with, that it would be a nafgamina in Paris, that he's going to have to pay for the Paris for that year that they testified that he was sitting there and eating Paris, so then testimonies would be irrelevant, because it would be a chatzi dover, because it doesn't prove that it's his. 1 year doesn't prove that it's yours. Mashen kein beidei kinui v'stira. Here it's different, says the great guy in the Torah, Michael. Beidei kinui v'stira. By the way, if anybody listening to this has some extra money, so they have many, many, many volumes of his writings in manuscript form that are waiting for a goel. We publish them and to be mayor to the world. They're sitting, if I'm not mistaken, in the library of Rav Herzog, in right at the entrance to Beit Vegan. So if you pay for that, that'd be great. In any event, Be'edei Kinu Vistira Be'etzem don't answer. What's answering? Znus. And that's what they're, and on that, on the Znus, they're not testifying. Just we, the Beis Din, Asaher, because there's a Hachocha, there's Reglayim Ledover, there's reason to believe that she was Mizane if there was Kinui and Stira. There we don't say Dover V'lo Chatzi Dover, because the Eidus is not Miskayim through the Eidim. In other words, the Eidim aren't Asering her Be'etzem Eidusan. Their Eidus is on the Kinui and the Stira. Kinui and Stira alone doesn't answer her. And it's not Miskayim through their Eidus Mamish that we say they're Mekayimit. Rather, who's doing the job? It's the Beis Din. The Beis Din does it. The Beis Din finishes it off. Because it's, they're not testifying that she was Mizane. They testify A, Kinui. B, Stira. C, the Beis Din comes and says she was Mizane. There you don't say Chatzi Dover. When their testimony is that it belongs to Pliny. So by saying it's, he sat there for 3 years, they're saying that it belongs to Pliny. So if they say that he sat there for only 1 year, then they're saying that it doesn't belong to Pliny. 3 years means it belongs to Pliny, and 1 year means it doesn't. So therefore that testimony is a Chatzi Dover, if not for an Afkamina. And when it comes to the Cyrus also, you have one hair here, one hair there. So that's not the, they're supposed to be made on godless. Saying two hairs is saying godless. But here by Kinui and Stira, they're not saying that she was Mizane. That's the Beis Din who's saying she's Mizane. So since they don't have to be testified about the Etzem Isser, there you don't say Chatzi Dover. If their testimony was that she was Mizane and there was only half a testimony on that, So there would be a chatzi davar. But their testimony is never that she was mizana. All their testimony is on the kinui. And the second group says testimony about the stira. And if there's one group, they're giving testimony about the kinui and the stira. But be'etzim, you can say that it's really always a chatzi davar by edus kinui and stira, because they never can really testify about the whole thing. Always the beis din has to come in and say that she was mizana, that they're choshesh she was mizana. So mamela, if you have one group for one group for the other, nish gefeirlich. Lekach kol she'ika shnei edim d'mehimne lehu ve'akinui d'abal makbel al stirasa gam shnei edim al astira anu dana mekayim an adar v'shika ho'chocha v'shizinsa v'nes r'veinza v'gedra al pishnayim d'akum davar l'chatzi davar shenei v'gedra mekayim adar v'shizinsa. So if you have one group that says kinui, one group that says stira, so it's not a problem of al pishnayim edim yakum davar l'chatzi davar. Why? Because they're not mekayim that she was mizana, that you can say that it's only a chatzi davar. Their job is just to say kinui or stira. But the eidei chazaka sheidusin hilahayt sheshelo achal shekana by the eidusin hemachzikin also vasade, by their eidus they're mamish machzik that the field belongs to him. Kachalpi shavchil shanachal shomer ugam ken minyan amor lachacha sheshelo achal komhas sheidusin hi sheshelo sheidei eidusin hemeidim sheshelo hi. When they're being made that it belongs to him, it needs to be a davar shalem. But when it comes to Eidus Kinui V'Stira, it doesn't have to be a davar shalem, because you can never have a davar shalem. It's always the Beis Din coming and finishing it off. Okay, and then he's marich a little bit more, and we will move on. One of my favorite Metarzim. He actually, I think, answers all of them. He was a great Gaon. The Holy Lahoris Nassim. Nassim Gishtetner, Sechat Sadik Levracha. He writes, Ulanius Daiti Nirit. The Atkan Lo Yomar Harif. Daf Hechi Shero. This is in the Sugan Bava Basra. And Bava Medeis. Daf Hechi Shero. Kol Masha Yuchom. Lirus Havi Chatzi Dover. That when they saw everything they can see, it's still considered a chatzi davar. Elo gavne de mayri hasam kishach l'shana rishayne b'fnei shnayim, rishana shniya b'fnei shnayim, rishana shlishis b'fnei shnayim. The hasam ha'edim hare rotzim lochiach shuasa chazaka b'sadezu frei leka chazaka al shakul b'gimel shanim. So if the one group says 1 year, one group says second, one group says the third year, the edim want to prove a chazaka, and there's no chazaka unless there's 3 years. So the 1 year is nothing. So when a kas is made on 1 year, they're being made on nothing. And the riff found the nafkamina. But if not the nafkamina, it would be nothing. Aval bikinui, afal gav shehin einan aseris lai dekinui gredim kom kom meidin al davar shalem danu al kinui. That Torah amar shekatei les or ish al baila tzrichim shukne al shnei maisim kinui vistira. Ukidachsiv avra lav ruach kina vikinei es ishto vikisiv vinistra vihin nitma. So he's similar to the Chalk to the Rotaris Michal, the Signon Acher. And he says he did what the Torah says. What did the Torah say to do? The Torah said to be made on the Kinui. And they're made on a Darvish Shalai. In other words, they're doing the Kinui that the Torah said. So since they did the Kinui that the Torah says, this is considered a Darvish Shalai. They're being made on the Stira that the Torah says to be made on. That's considered a Darvish Shalai. By the 3 years, 1 year is nothing. They didn't do anything. What significance does that have? But when it comes to Eidei Kinui and Eidei Stira, they're doing what the Torah says. That's considered a davar shalem. Ve'al davade de kinu av davar shalem. And I'll tell you another reason why it's a davar shalem. Darei kosav a Rambam kinei lal shnayim keechod varmelal tistrim pliny uplini ministrim shneim. So if he says, Don't be nistar with these two guys, with Bob and Bill. And then she was nistar with both of them, Shasa Kadei Toma. Even if they're her brothers, or it's her father and her brother, she's usher until she drinks. is usher to her husband until she drinks. And the Beis Shmuel writes in Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Ayin Ches that even though Yichud is mutter with her father, nevertheless, when he's mekaneh her, her husband, she's not allowed to be mesiachet even with her father. Mishneh Lamelech Perak Aleph Misota Halacha Gimel, that even though b'shnei anashim there's no isur yichud, but when she's mekaneh la b'shnei anashim, it's a good kinui. So what do you see? You see that the kinui shaf anaya din, it creates a new din, it makes a din chadash. In other words, she's not allowed to be misyached with a person who normally she's allowed to be misyached with. She's normally allowed to seclude herself with her father. And this kinui creates a din that she's not allowed to be misyached with her father. Normally she's allowed to be misyached with two men, but the kinui creates a new metzias that she's not allowed to be misyached with two men. So of course kinui is a davar shelem, because it creates this new din, it causes a new din, that she's not allowed to be misyached. Look in the Torah in the Beis Yosef, Evan Ezra, Simon Chof Beis, that according to the Rabbi, Mr. Yichud is only midivrei Kabbalah. Kinui, it would appear, it's Asur Man HaTorah to be misyached with the person who her husband was mekaneh her about. He says, don't be misyached with Ploni. It would seem if she does so, it's going to be an Issur D'oraisa. Like the Gemara says in Sota Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Kinui is Hasra. And Kinui Lashon Hasra. Rashi Naso, Hey Yudalid, Kinui Perishur was saying Lashon Hasra. Shemaser Baltistri Mish Ploni. So Ide Hasra, she's not allowed to be Nister with Ploni Min HaTorah. Because otherwise, what does the Hasra help? Why is she Asra Ide De Stira? Since the Kinui didn't place on her any specific Isser. Hasra means that you're making a Dvar Avera. If Hasra is nothing, then what sort of Hasra is this? Min HaTorah. So it must be that Hasra is actually creating a new din, this Isser Yichud D'oraisa. And therefore, Nachama, Kinui is a Dvar Shalem, because now she's Assering Yichud M'D'oraisa. The Gemara in Sotam, Rabbi Akiva, he says, Kinui is a chova. That if he suspects her, he has to be mekaneh. Warn her. Rambam, Perek Dalem, Yisot Lechichetz, writes, Mitzvah Chama B'nei Yisrael, Akanus L'Shneim. Shneim Rabbi Kinei is Ishto. Ayin Shem B'Kesef Mishnah, so it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, it's a chova, so it's a davar shalem. And it's not similar to Kas Achas, that's made that 1 year was eaten. There it's nothing. What chazakah does 1 year make? So there, Eidus didn't create any new din. But the Eidus on the Kinui created a new din, and the Mela is not considered a chatzi davar. That's the teretz of the late and great Laharis Nassen, Nassen Vishtetna. Rav Shimon Moshe Diskin, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Kol Torah, Beit Vegan. So he says, one sentence, Eide Kinui Palu, Shemeat Asur L'Stira Sheinei Seres Bekach, like Rav Nassim Gishtetner said. He just says it in one sentence. That the Eide Kinui affected, that now the Stira is going to be Asur. She's now going to become Asur to her husband. Not only is the Yichud Asur D'oraisa, but now she's going to be Asur to her husband. So it makes a din, it creates a din. And therefore it's considered a Davar Shalem. Nu, we, Baruch Hashem, saw a number of terutzim to this Kasha. And for all those who are serious about their learning, I would highly recommend that you go out and get yourself a set of Kavad Kashaisa. Rav Mandelbaum also put out a smaller sefer, where he puts the kashas in much easier language than the Chalkos Yov wrote it. And he summarizes the answers. So there you get the Bekitzer version. And at the end back is Mar Makomos. So definitely expands one's horizons. In most yeshivas, they're not learning Kabbalah Kashyaisa, but as we see, it's a very challenging and stimulating sefer. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem. Hope we get to do a lot more of these. And Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim and the yishuv hadas and the financial means to be able to give many more of these shiurim. Simcha v'tuv levav, meirov kol, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.